Good morning. Welcome to Monday Monologues. My name is Stephen Heemstra. Today is Monday, September 26, 2022. This morning I will talk about the Good Shepherd. Let's begin with a word of prayer. Father God, all praise and honor, power and dominion, truth and justice are yours because you created us and have rescued us like a good shepherd in spite of our foolish wandering from your image and word. Forgive our wanton behavior, our directionless lives, and willful sinning when you have provided for all our needs, both physical and spiritual. Thank you for the life, death, and resurrection of Jesus, the teaching of his parables, and the guidance of the church founded and provisioned by the Holy Spirit. Through the power of your Holy Spirit, draw us to yourself, open our hearts, illumine our minds, and strengthen our hands in your service. In Jesus' precious name, amen. In Luke 15, verse 4, we read, "What man of you, having 100 sheep, if he lost one of them, does not leave the 99 in the open country and go after the one that is lost until he finds it?" The Lost Sheep, a painting by Alfred Usher Sword, captured the enthusiasm of the great missionary movement of the late 19th century. The painting pictures a shepherd hanging off a cliff to rescue a lost sheep stuck on a limb in imminent danger of either falling to its death or being eaten alive by a circling eagle. This painting tells a story and draws us in, but what is the story that this picture tells? Even though we can't see the face of the shepherd in Sword's painting, we immediately intuit that he is an honorable, trustworthy, and courageous man, someone devoted to his flock. Yet we do not know his ethnicity, his religion, or even his age. Still, we want to emulate this shepherd as a role model. For the believer, this painting evokes the image of an activist God who takes great risks to rescue sinners from impending death. We know this shepherd image from Psalm 23:1, which reads, "The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want." Jesus himself called on this image in John 10:14, "I am the good shepherd. I know my own, and my own know me." This image is poignant because we have more experience with bad shepherds than with good ones. Digging deeper into John 10, the story Jesus told may not be the one heard. Jesus heals a blind man during the Feast of Tabernacles in John 7:1, while the shepherd discussion takes place during the Feast of Dedication. This is John 10:22, which, like Hanukkah, commemorates the rededication of the temple by Judas Maccabees in 165 BC. The Maccabees led a rebellion against the Hellenization of Israel and the desecration of the temple by Antiochus Epiphanes, a very bad shepherd. While today John 10 is typically read along with Psalm 23, that is, good shepherds, the context suggests that Ezekiel 34, bad shepherds, is a better sermon text. For the unbeliever, bad shepherds like Antiochus Epiphanes would be a more common experience than good shepherds and would clearly not be hanging off cliffs for lost sheep. In preparing to paint, Sword clearly read Ezekiel 34, 5 and 6. "My sheep were scattered. They wandered over the mountains and on every high hill." Unbelievers almost certainly would not see the allegory so obvious to believers. This is not a painting that leaves the viewer without an emotional response. Even a materialist would recognize the magnetism of this art. A cynic might scoff at the idea of the shepherd's divine symbolism. A feminist might write it off as a story because the shepherd is male. A first century Jerusalem resident might easily have seen the shepherd as a shady figure, a poor smelly beggar or thief, not a Sunday school icon. A non-believer might reject the allegory obvious to believers as naive and work hard to come up with alternative narratives. The point here is that Sword's painting, like the parable itself, forces the viewer to accept or reject the theme of the painting. Jesus himself says, "This is why I speak to them in parables, because seeing they do not see, and hearing they do not hear, nor do they understand." This is Matthew 13:13. The parable and the painting bring us into the presence of God and confront us with the decision of faith. Our hearts are either willing or not. When Moses asked to see God's face, God cautioned him to look only at the tail of his robe as he passed by. God then said, the Lord, a God merciful and gracious, slow to anger and abounding in steadfast love and faithfulness. This is Exodus 34:6. God's face in the Old Testament was veiled, elusive, and seeing only God's robe, Moses' face began to glow. It is only in the person of Jesus and through the parables that we get a fuller picture. Well, that's all for today. Thanks for listening. God bless. Bye-bye.